Well, good morning, everybody. There was a slight lull, so that was my cue to jump on in. It is Saturday, AM Live, and this is Vance Rogers. Well, let's jump on into things here. Sue Thompson, first of all, good morning, and you've been up for a couple hours, I presume.
Good morning. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock in Texas. It's a lot later than it is back on the Pacific Coast.
And as a good Texan, I'm sure you would admit that, see, I spent, 2 years in Dallas and 3 years in Oklahoma, and every good, you know, Midwesterner, I should say, that part of the country, everybody should admit that the world should revolve around Texas time. I mean, that would just make sense, right?
I would have to agree with that.
Because it's always bigger and better in
the world. Always bigger and better in Texas. That's right. Or at least we think so. I don't know what it is, but we think so. We want to keep that opinion.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Sue, for those of us who don't know you, as well those that down there in the San Antonio and Austin area, you've been in NECN, coming up on your third anniversary.
No, two. It'll be 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
Just 2 years. Uh-huh.
Just 2 years. Mm-hmm. And your background is in real estate.
Correct.
Okay, and more in the training field than anything else.
Well, I was a realtor for a number of years and then got into the management end of it in 1997.
Okay, so a few years into that end of it.
Uh-huh.
Let's go back, though, and let's talk about why, you know, because there's so many different reasons why people join NECN. And what was it for you?
Well, in 1999, I was diagnosed with a cancer that I was told was incurable. And if you looked it up, which I didn't, was terminal. But at that point, I immediately made the decision to take ownership of my life, and God spoke to me, and I knew I was going to go through this journey for a reason. I didn't know what it was, obviously, but anyway, I went through the journey. I changed my diet. I did. If anybody ever has an opportunity to listen to Roger Drummer, he is right on. I did exactly what he said, and the cancer went away. And the doctors were appalled and still are. It's been 12 years, August, that I was diagnosed, and they're still amazed that I'm...
Now, you use the word appalled, which is usually not something that the medical profession would...
No.
You know, when somebody gets well, I mean, did they want you to get sick and die?
Well, who knows? I won't even go there. You don't want... I could take up the whole time on that deal. I just will say this. If I had done the protocol they kept screaming at me to do, I would be looking down right now. I would not be on this earth.
Okay.
I know that. So okay. I just chose to change my diet, change my lifestyle. You know, mainly the nutritional part was a huge factor. And so going through this journey and defying it every day, and it went away, and it's been gone now 9 years. And I'm being called the medical miracle because their medical books just say I should be dead by now.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone started really encouraging me to do inspirational talks and share my story. Well, of course, from my end, I'm like, I don't have anything to say that anybody would want to hear. You know, I mean, I just was fighting for my life. I wasn't a grandmother yet, and by golly, I wanted to be a grandmother.
To you, I'm sure this was not rocket science. It just made
no,
sense.
It was like, hello, I mean, you have a choice, die or live. You know, so I did start doing some talks to different groups and different church groups, and not charging because I never, everybody's like, you could charge for your talks, and I'm like, no, this is my pay it forward for God letting me live.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I made the decision to retire from managing realtors. I am one, have been one since 1974, and managing realtors, we are like semi-congealed jello on a plate and trying to pick it up with a fork. It doesn't work well. And after so many years of it, I just decided I needed to get out. So I did and made the decision to move to San Antonio. I have family here. One of my sons and three of my granddaughters are here. And so I moved here, and I totally was going to focus on my talks. And when I got here, then I realized I need to do something to make some money, you know, and I don't want to charge for my talks. And so I started praying.
I just out of curiosity, who would you give these talks to? I mean,
whoever would listen.
How would you book yourself? I mean, Sue Thompson giving a talk on fighting?
Well, I started a company called Zeal for Life.
Okay.
And I talked to a lot of different kind of groups, church groups, Rotaries, Lions Clubs, women's groups, just anybody that, you know, you'd be surprised how many people are, you know, searching for speakers.
And what was the overwhelming theme? Beach cancer?
It was just really my journey, and I talk about, it's a long story of how this came up, but hope, H period, O period, P period, E period, God showed it to me in the clouds one day before I started my talks, and then he spoke to me, and he said it was health, optimism, passion, and enthusiasm.
Okay, health, optimism,
well, they weren't any good, and they weren't working,
and
enthusiasm.
Here for a sec.
All callers are muted.
Okay, there we go. There was a slight echo that I was hearing there. I think I just took care of it. So health, optimism, passion.
Passion and enthusiasm.
And
that showed up in clouds in the sky. I thought I was losing my mind, but it was there. And then I was like, why does it have the periods? And then God spoke to me, and he said health, optimism, passion, enthusiasm. So my sister's like, that's what your talk is. So that's what I based my talk around. And then I talk about the hurdles we jump every day, and I don't know, it's just a positive, inspirational talk.
Sure.
And so when I moved to San Antonio and I realized I needed to get a J-O-B, and then I'm like, I don't want to get a J-O-B. You know, I've worked a lot of years and don't really have anything to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
They do, but I don't. And so I just started praying that God would bring me, and I had been in some home-based businesses, several of them, for the products to start off, and then, I'm going to work the business, and then I'd be like, ooh, no, I'm not, you know, and this isn't working for me, and I just got real bad taste about it, but I found myself at night praying that God would bring me a home-based business that was congruent with Zeal for Life.
Okay, now, I got to rewind here a little bit, because a lot of people have that same bad taste in their mind, as you had said, regarding home-based business. You wanted to work the business. Obviously, the products from other companies, they're wonderful. But
they're wonderful.
You just said that you start working the business, and then there was kind of a, like...
Well, what happened to me, and it probably does most, is you get in, and then you start finding that the company does not talk their walk or walk their talk, you know, and it's like, whoa, and it becomes like a... Make your list, dude. And it's such a powerful, pushy, obnoxious thing was the taste I got. And I was like, I am not doing that to people, you know.
So obviously, Nikan's different, and you're gonna get
totally different. So let me kind of fast move forward.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
No. You interrupt me because I don't know how much time I have, and I want to make sure I kind of cover everything so that... You know, my goal, anytime I did my talks, would I'd be like, God, just let me make a difference in one person's life, and then I've done good, you know. So if just one person today gets something, then it's, you know, it's wonderful.
Absolutely. So you're literally praying because you'd seen other companies. Products are great, but...
Been involved in them. Mm-hmm.
Not so much. And then Nikan just dropped in your lap?
Well, it wasn't quite that easy, but yeah, it kind of was. I just started praying for a home-based business that had tangible products that were congruent with my zeal for life and my, you know, kind of my attitude. And one night I was at a networking meeting for my zeal for life and started talking to a gentleman, and he said, I said, well, what are you doing? He goes, well, I work for the only total wellness company in the world. Well, I went, really? What is that? And that got my attention because that's what I'd been praying for. And, you know, here's what, I mean, I'm 65, and here's what I have learned in my path of life. I am very strong. I am very, I don't want to say hyper, I'm very active. I have a lot of energy, and sometimes I pray for something and then just sort of I don't hear it. I just sort of skip right over it, you know. So now my prayer is, God, let me listen. When you give it to me, let me make sure I see it. So that got my attention. I'm like, who are you with? And he said, Nikan. I'm like, I've heard of them because, anyway, I'd heard of them in 99 because I got one of the big magnetic belts when I was in such pain.
Okay, sure.
From one of the ladies that were taking me through this journey. They'd been RNs for 28 years and in the natural field for 16.
Uh-huh.
And so she got me one of these big magnetic belts from Nikin. So I knew the name. And so, and it worked, but I ended up losing it in a truck. But anyway, so I said, we need to talk. And he goes, okay. So I called him the next day, and I said, I want to know about this. So they were having a meeting that night, and I went. My arm was hurting because I, anyway, that's the cancer settled in my right arm and shoulder and, of course, in my back. And I was kind of holding my arm, and he goes, are you okay? And this is probably too much information. But anyway,
he gave me
a cream and a power patch.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it like, yeah, right.
He gave okay. you a power patch
and one of the little cream samples, the CM cream. And I'm looking at this little round Band-Aid with this little gold thing on it and this little thing of cream going, okay, this is a joke, right? I mean, okay, I took it home. So anybody that hands out creams and power patches, which I highly encourage you to do, in fact, I'll throw this in that may be an idea for people. I went to Michael's, and they have the little, what do you call it? Like the little Ziploc bag?
Yeah, the little, it's a pill bag.
The little ones that are just a little bigger than your business card?
Mm-hmm.
I put a business card, a power patch, and a cream in there. And I give those out, and I'm telling you, people have, but you've got to say, I know this looks really silly to give you this little round Band-Aid. However, it works.
Uh-huh.
I went home that night from the meeting, and I have to say, at the meeting, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, it's going to be another one of those, you know. And but I put that on. I put the cream on. I put the power patch on. Woke up the next morning and forgot my arm ever hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, there is something to this stuff. So then they had me come over and view his wellness home.
Mm-hmm.
And Fleeta Taylor, who was his upline and is my two upline, was over, and she did a rollout. Well, at that point, what I didn't bring in was this. At the point I was introduced to Nikin 2 years ago, I had been cancer-free for 7 years.
Okay.
However, I was in a scale of 1 to 10. I was in pain 7 to 10 every day of my life.
Mm.
It was horrible. It was bad pain.
I mean, were all over or back pain?
No, mostly back and if my arm, if I did something crazy to my arm. The way they found it, I had multiple myeloma, which is bone marrow cancer.
Sure.
And the way they found it was I had a hairline fracture in my right arm, and the whole right humerus was deteriorated. It was gone.
Okay.
That bone was gone. And so I would have pain in there. Well, now, by the grace of God, I have a full bone there.
Mm.
So I have full use of my arm, but I can't raise it above my head. It's not like, you know, I lost those muscles and all that in my shoulder, but...
And
that's
something
okay.
We probably should throw in here, Sue, when you use the words cancer-free, we as Nikin Wellness Consultants will never make any medical claims.
Oh, well, this wasn't from using Nikin.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and I want people to understand.
Yeah.
However, in that journey of getting our health, getting our bodies back to that optimal level, there are things that we're going to go through that something will get, you know, sidetracked or derailed, and
mm-hmm.
we're going to be left with, as you were dealing with an immeasurable amount of pain in your back, your arm, whatever, and that's where the beauty comes into, because
yeah.
we may deal with the root cause, but however, the side effect...
The side effects
the
are still there.
...of that
mm-hmm.
injury or of that issue...
Exactly.
...will leave stuff that, you know, we kind of have to fine-tune and tweak later, and that's
exactly.
where...
Exactly.
You know, something...
And I do know for a fact that I am cancer-free because of three things. God, my determination to live and to be a grandmother, and changing my nutritional habits.
Mm-hmm.
I truly know that's the three things that completely got the cancer out of my body.
You know, and
now,
that's an interesting point you're making, because we don't realize the power. I mean, we should. It's not rocket science. But we don't realize how, you know, cancer and sickness and disease, they thrive in an acidic environment. Our bodies naturally produce acid.
Totally.
So if we're sucking, I mean, I was talking with a gal the other day, and I looked at this pile over in the corner of her office. I looked at a pile of 2-liter empty bottles of Mountain
mm-hmm.
Dew.
Yep.
And I said, how long does it take you to polish one of those off? She said, usually about a day, and I can go through.
Oh!
And I had already done an energy test on her, and she's suffering with MS. And I said, look,
mm-hmm.
if that little test we just did worked, but I said, if you want to see it work 100 times better, and you want to restore the balance back into your life, you've got to quit sucking that stuff down.
You have to take ownership of your life and know that your body is exactly what you put in it.
Yes.
The other night I listened to a Roger Drummer call, and it was fabulous. He made a comment that I was like, wow, he is so right. And it made me become more aware, because I've never been a junk food eater and all that, Cokes and all that, but you do start slipping. You know, go to a Mexican restaurant and eat a whole basket of chips and salsa. But he said, everything you put in your mouth, you're either moving toward good health or away from good health.
Mm.
And it's really like, good. Whoa, that's a statement and a half.
Yeah.
But at any rate,
So getting back to your story.
Okay,
you had a rollout from
I did the rollout, mm-hmm. and then went to another quarterly event they did that was at Fleeta's, and I met everybody and was just so comfortable with everybody. But I'm going, I will never work the business. But at that point, she was sharing about the water and that it pH balances your body.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's it. I want it. And I did not blink an eye. It was like God said, buy this professional pack. And I'm like, how am I going to pay for it? And he's like, it doesn't matter. It's okay. I'm like, okay. So I just bought the professional pack for my health, for me.
Sure.
And I said, I will never take the supplement, and I will never work the business.
Sure.
Well, you should never say never, because it comes back to bite you. And within 2 weeks, I had such a difference in my life. I would like to share this, because this could maybe help somebody too. Now, I was on no medications. However, I know my body was toxic, but I was on no medications. And I drank water, 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 filtered water, bottled water. I was a wateraholic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought for sure I was hydrated, you know.
Sure.
And so I could not wait to get the pack. I could not wait to get on the water, and I couldn't wait to get on that bed, because I had heard so many things about the sleep system. And I just had problems sleeping. I didn't have sleep apnea or any of that, which my sister did, and it's helped tremendously. But anyway, so first day, boy, I get everything all set up, and I'm like a little kid at Christmas time opening presents, you know. And I go to bed that night, wake up the next morning, and feel like I have the flu. I'm like, what the heck? So I called Fleeta, and I said, I don't like this bed system. This bed system is not good. She said, Sue, you're not hydrated. I'm like, you don't understand. She didn't argue, and she just said, do me a favor. Drink a lot of water today. Go to bed tonight. If you wake up in the morning and not feel good, I want you to call me. I woke up the next morning and thought somebody had a buzzsaw in my head. It was horrible. And I called her, and I said, I hate the sleep system. I'm sending it back. She goes, no, I want you to take it off your bed, and I want you to drink the water for 5 days. I'm like, yeah, right, okay. So I drank the water for 6 days. I had one to grow on here, you know. And put the bed system on that night, that sixth day, and now I can't sleep without it. So my recommendation to people is be careful putting people on the sleep system if they have not been on the Nikon water for a few days, especially if they have a challenge, a health challenge, or are on any kind of prescription drugs.
You know, and what you're saying is a great reminder, because this is a couple of years probably before your time that Dr. Moskos, and I'm mispronouncing his name, came out of the chiropractic field, was actually kind of like Roger Drummer is to Nikon, one of those outside consultants that
mm-hmm.
give talks and the lectures and to really help educate us. But that was one of his greatest recommendations, was when
mm-hmm.
starting your journey towards recovery or, you know, into Nikon, is the water and the nutrition for a minimum
yes.
of 2 weeks.
Exactly, because you need to detox that body.
Yeah.
Because the magnets will do it for you.
Yeah, especially if you've come out of going through any type of treatment
yes.
or you're using any type of drug.
Yes.
Or you might be an occasional, take an Advil or a Tylenol every few days or whatever. That stuff builds up.
Yes, it does. I mean, I would recommend that. I don't let anybody get on the sleep system until they've been on the water 3, 4, 5 days if they're healthy. If they have challenges, I say be on it a week before you get on it.
And to go back,
what happens is they'll get on it and they'll hate it. And they're
yeah.
like, oh, you know, no, no, no.
And to go back to something that Fleeta admonished you on, it wasn't, as you had said, that I was drinking tons of water. And
I thought I was totally hydrated.
Yeah, and the bottom line is that our bodies can only assimilate so
mm-hmm.
much, and that there is a difference. There's no such thing as just water is water. There is a huge
difference. There's a huge difference, because after 6 days on this water And now I don't do any water except Neken, period. Nothing goes in my mouth that's not Neken water or made with Neken water. I wash everything with Neken water. I shower with it, everything. But what I realized is, what I started noticing, I should say, is I didn't get up during the night going to the bathroom 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. I didn't crave the water like I used to. Mm-hmm. Now I just drink it because I love it. Mm-hmm. But before, if I didn't have a bottle of water in my hand or a glass of water, it was almost like an addiction. I craved it so bad.
Sure.
So it's interesting. But
you know, I was on the phone yesterday with a mom of a 5-year-old who's dealing with a whole myriad of different things, and that was one of the questions that came up was, does your son drink water? And she said, oh, he hates water. He can't mm-hmm. stand the taste of it. And Barb Satterwhite, who's a former nurse, she had said to this young mom that, hey, we are, more often than not, people that don't like water, that can't stand it, once they start drinking ours.
Once they drink Neken. My son, who's the basketball coach, never drank water, and now he doesn't drink water unless it's Neken. His 3-year-old used to be the juiceaholic kid, and now you'll say, Addie, you want some apple juice? No, Neken water. It's like, okay. And they have the aquaphor, and she has her little cup beside it, all my grandkids, and, you know, they love it.
And
so kids and pets love water.
You brought him up. Your son is the coach for what college basketball team again?
University of Texas, San Antonio.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And he's been a Nekenite now for about a year, year and a half or so?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wonderful.
And he was in the NBA and 4.5 years and had to get out because he had 2 herniated discs.
Sure.
And that was 1998, and so from 98 until about a year and a half ago, he was in pain all the time and literally couldn't do anything physical. He would do summer camps and have to, you know, call in high school coaches and other coaches around to come help him because he really couldn't get out and mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him to put, when I got my pack, I was staying with him that weekend because it was their 10-year anniversary, and so he was going to his camp that morning, and I took one of the I call them the dress and the sports insoles, the mag strides, and I took him out there, and I said, put these in, and he goes, what are those? Now I'm 5'1", he's 6'4". He's looking at me, Mother, what are these? I'm like, I really don't know. All I know is this is where Neken started. They were the fastest scoring company. Blah blah. I started spitting out all what I knew, which wasn't a whole lot at that point.
Sure.
And I said, I just know they're not going to hurt you, and I want you to be my guinea pig, and I just want to see what they do. And I said, just wear them all day. He walks in at 6 o'clock that night through the back door going, Mother, where's my mother? And I thought, oh, goodness, I'm in trouble. And I walked out, and I said, what did they do? And he goes, Mother, these things are magic. And I'm like, really? And he goes, these things are magic. He said, I have no pain, mental clarity, and a balance I have not had in years. Well, they have never been out of his shoes since.
Wow.
So he has the sports pair and the dress pair. He wears Neken bracelet on either arm. He's just ordered the power band. Actually, it's come in today. I'll give it to him this afternoon. And sleeps on the bed, drinks the water. And now playing tennis 4 and 5 times a week, which is like a huge blessing. Mm-hmm. Never been beat, by the way. And every time he goes to a tennis match, that power mag goes with him. Then he comes home and sits on the body energizer.
He's
a Nekenite.
You bring up something, Sue, here that I think is also worthwhile to point out, is that your son, you said he had two herniated discs. Where at in his body?
At lower back.
Lower back, okay.
Uh-huh.
And utilizing a pair of insoles that are in his shoes.
Totally changed him.
Can affect even a lower back. And so often we think we've got to get right on the issue, and sometimes that's not necessarily
the case. It's interesting. I've tried to get him to wear the back flex because I don't leave home without the back flex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can survive without my insoles. They're in my tennis shoes if I go to curves or I walk or whatever. But the back flex and my power band necklace and my water, I don't leave home without it.
Sure.
And not only has the back flex gotten me out of pain, but what I realized, I went to, anyway, that's another whole story of a guy in Dallas that I go to. My back is in perfect alignment. My back has never been in perfect alignment.
Oh.
So I'm really trying to get Brooks to do the back flex, but
okay.
It bugs him, and, you know, he thinks he can't wear that, but I'm working on trying to get him to do that. So
in due time.
In due time. Yeah, he can't, you know, he can't take everything, but He's a believer, I'll tell you that. And so I'm now trying to encourage him to put all of his team in it. And, of course, he has to go through NCAA stuff and all that. But he said, I'm working on it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, if you think we were good last year, we'd be excellent. We'd be jumping up in the sky. So it's really cool.
I want to ask you, because you'd mentioned that you started your Nikan journey and you invested in the professional pack, which is
correct.
Quite a commitment, and you had no intention of doing the business.
No.
And yet it makes sense if you want to get a bunch of products at the super discounted rate and several other reasons why we get an auto ship benefit and it's 100% tax deductible.
Yeah, it didn't take me long to start on the nutrition.
No, I would understand with that kind of background, especially what, you know, your advice right at the very, very start of our conversation, that Roger Drummer is exactly you had started back
He was exactly what I did. I mean, I can tell you, Vance, that, let me interject here, anybody can do anything they want to if they keep their faith and believe it hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether it's cure your body, manifest more income coming in, manifest your business team, whatever you want, if you truly, the power of our mind is absolutely amazing.
You know, and that's, I was listening to Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer yesterday.
That is fabulous.
Absolutely. The book is quite a bit different than the audio version. However, the part I was listening to yesterday, he addressed that very thing, that if you want to do something, now consider the story. I mean, it's got to be legal and you can't start.
Well, yeah.
But if you want to do something, take responsibility, and that was his big point on the CD mm-hmm. that I was listening to, take responsibility and go forward, and you obviously have done that. I wanted to address something here because not everybody's going to start with a professional pack. As I said, that's a pretty upfront investment. Right,
it is. But if they can do it, they need to do it, because truthfully, the reality is it gives you the greenhouse your body needs, and then you pick the nutritionals, and if you will just put your body in that environment where you're drinking, you're breathing the good air, you're sleeping on it, you're taking the nutritionals, you're using the magnetics, it will keep your body in an ultimate healthy state. So mm-hmm. I think it's worth it. And believe me, I had no job, and I just put it on a credit card, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night going, oh, no, what am I going to do? And it'd be like God put his hand on my shoulder. I went, just slow down and calm down. It's okay. You did the right thing. And so I had total confidence that I was doing the right thing, and I had no intention of working the business.
Absolutely. And how long did it take you to repay that investment?
Oh, to repay the investment? Well, it took about 2 to 3 weeks before I was sharing it with everybody, and I was working the business not even knowing I was working the business. And I think that's how Nikan works. I think when you find somebody like me, it's like, I'm not working the business, I've done this, and you go, okay, fine, just use it. And just tell your friends. It's like when you go to the movie, you know, you tell everybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Disney on Ice with Toy Story. I'm like, oh, everybody needs to do that. But I found myself working the business, and it probably took a couple of months, and it was paid back. And
mm-hmm.
and what was interesting is, that's an interesting question, because I've never thought about that. It never entered my mind, I've got to pay this back.
Sure.
I just knew that that's what I invested in my life. And but if people cannot start with the professional pack, then start with the middle pack.
Sure.
However, I've sold the middle pack 3 times, and everybody got mad at me 2 weeks later because they didn't get the big pack. So you got to always bring that up front. But everybody should be on our water. I don't care who they are, what they do, how old they are. Everybody on this planet should be on the Nikan water.
Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest key in what you just said is, if you don't ask the question, the answer is always no. And if we don't present what Nikan has to offer as far as the different options, then people will get upset at us.
Exactly.
You know, when they find out, well, why don't you?
They get mad at you.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, you should buy the book, but it's your choice. You know, obviously it's their choice. It's their money. But I make it real clear now that, you know what, everybody gets mad at me, and I'm not the one that makes this decision, but that's kind of the way it. But I think it's our obligation. Okay, here's I'm going to sum up with this. After being in Nikan almost 2 years, July, end of July will be 2 years, I think that we have when we know what it is doing to us, our family, our friends, people we've shared it with, when we see those results, it is our obligation to share this gift. Mm. And shame on us if we don't, because then we're just keeping it to ourselves. And then that's being selfish. And, you know, you don't approach this. I learned this. Took me 9 months. Now, I was in Nikon 9 months before I took off, because I was like, oh, it's a network marketing company. Even though I was feeling results and sharing it, I didn't have the business mindset yet. And I went to the summit last year, and Doug Braun was there. He shared his story about Cammy, his daughter, and the autistic journey there. And he made a comment, and I was 9 months into Nikon and really thought I was working it, but I wasn't working it at all. I was kind of what Ed Wein's Fishers of Men. Mm-hmm. I was the hunter, not the fisherman. I was going out thinking I could sell, because I can sell a blind man a pair of glasses if I believe in it. And I was selling Nikon hard press, and I was getting nowhere. I was backpedaling like the little hamster in the round thing. Mm-hmm. But Doug Braun said, you can get anyone in Nikon for $35.
Yep.
But when the day comes that Nikon gets into you, that's the day your business will explode.
Absolutely.
And that hit me in the head like a frying pan. Yeah. Took a couple of days to just kind of absorb that and think, what did that mean and why did that have such an impact on me? It was so powerful. And all of a sudden I was like, well, you goofy girl, Nikon is in you. You're telling everybody. Why don't you just share and don't sell? And then I was silver, I don't know, within 30 days or something, qualified for the Cancun trip. And, I mean, then once you let go of that gun to shoot everybody and sell them, life changes.
Sue, let me ask you this question. In the couple minutes we have remaining here, we've got an upcoming convention. We're in month one of the qualification contest for that.
Right.
What would your encouragement be for people? Maybe we've never been to a convention before. I live in Massachusetts. You know, Southern California is a long ways away, and I just can't see it. And all the qualifications are there in black and white, and it's very, very attainable. I won't say it's easy. I will say it's attainable.
I know I'm $400 off my $5,000. I'm doing it. In fact, I'm going to do 10 this month. But
okay, and you just said something that, and this is the exact same thing that Stacy and I have done. What are you doing to break it down so it's attainable? You're breaking down that big amount by, you know, what you need to do each month, I'm guessing.
Well, I'm going to go back to the manifestation thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just made up my mind that I was going to go to Cancun, and it was just easy. I'm not one to break down, okay, I've got to talk to this many people a day.
Sure.
And
sure.
That's not me. That's not my behavioral style, and I used to teach that DISC. My behavioral style is if I make up my mind, I put notes all over my house. It's on my dashboard. It's on my bathroom mirror. It's all over my computer. I just dwell it in my head that I've already done it, and that's what I did for Cancun, and now that's what I'm doing for convention.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that you, going to the convention, being a realtor for a trillion years, I've been to every convention. I've been to every motivational, inspirational. I've heard them all.
Yeah.
Stephen Covey, I've just heard them all. And what I found, and I'm going to relate this to Humans Being More as well, because I went to Humans Being More before I went to the convention last year. Actually, that's not true. I went to Grapevine. I had just joined. I hadn't been in it long when we went to Grapevine
mm-hmm.
for convention. But I was like, oh, it's just going to be another hip hoorah, you know, like they all are. And, I mean, I've been involved with Keller Williams for years. And, you know, they're great conventions, and they're learning, but there's a lot of rah-rah and, you know, mm-hmm. hip, hip, hooray, and partying. And when you go to a Nikon convention, it is twofold. It is personal development growth for yourself, but it is also going and learning from the people that are successful. But even more importantly than that, it is such solidification of who Nikon is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I've seen. I've been to Grapevine. I've been to Cancun. I went to the summit last year, and I'm so excited about the summit this year. I've been to just a lot of different things. I went to the Silver Summit in California, and what I have realized is Nikan walks the talk. They are who they are, and they are one big family.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a network marketing company that's full of a bunch of hip, hip, hooray people. When you go and you meet Dennis and Reese Williams and Dave and Valerie Johnson and all of them, Mike DiMucci, you name them, any of them. Now, I haven't met, what's his name, David Stoltz, is that his name?
David Stoltzfus.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him. I haven't met
him. In a couple of weeks, actually.
Yes, next week.
Next weekend.
But the ones that, you know, I have, your mom and dad, Denny and Char,
uh-huh.
I mean, they're like real people that have just made a lot of money by sharing a phenomenal gift.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, I mean, every time I've ever been anywhere, the only time you got to see Gary Keller was on stage or if you passed him in the hall. He sure didn't come and mix it up with you.
Yeah.
In Nikan, everybody is equal. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the gift of Nikan. Everybody gets that opportunity to share our story and the story of Nikan. And the only difference is some people are making a little more money than we are right now. You know,
well,
that's different.
I want to throw in here something, Sue, and I don't share this very often. The first convention that Stacy and I attended after we got married, we'd been married 3 months. We were Gold Wellness Consultants, and I'd been to them before, but the first one that we were part of once we got married, I'll tell you that what you just said of who the people are and mixing it up.
Oh, it just totally,
and
it was
down,
just crazy. I just couldn't believe it.
I sat down with people. I mean, we sat down with people and broke bread and lunch, dinner,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But I remember walking in the door and people like Butch and Bonnie Terrell and the list goes on of people that so impacted that. And it wasn't so much the convention for me. It was that experience of that it was it wasn't even a lunch or dinner. It was kind of in the afternoon. We were getting something to bite because they were all going to a President's Club function. And I'll tell you, if there's a yearning to be part of something and you're not a part of it, when this whole group gets up from the stage, oh, we got to go get ready for this President's Club function because we were golds and we weren't in that group. And all of a sudden, it's like, what do I need to do to be in that group?
Exactly. But the difference, too, Vance, is they didn't hold that over you like, sorry, we're the President's Club. See ya, little soul.
No.
It isn't like that at all.
It was
amazing.
It was Butch Terrell who said, well, you guys aren't in the, I thought you guys were in the President's Club. Because he was just so gracious.
Uh-huh.
And to fast forward about 10, 12 years, I'm getting off of a shuttle bus. Stacy and I are getting off of a shuttle bus in Dallas, Texas. And this shorter gentleman wearing a ball cap reaches up and grabs my suitcase up, and he wasn't the driver. And I said, well, what are you doing? He said, oh, let me get that for you, young man. And I look down, and it's Butch Terrell.
I don't know them. I haven't met them.
Well, they're just wonderful people like what you're talking about, that it's really, it's not about, it's reminiscent of what I learned in Bible school, is that you're not going to, you're going to learn in the classroom. It's what you're going to learn from the individual relationships you build.
Exactly.
And that's the opportunity. And I've heard what you just said so many times about so many other
it's
companies.
It's so true. And, I mean, even Larry Prophet, Doug Braun's been down here to Austin. And, I mean, we just sit and, you know, have a glass of wine and visit and talk. And it's like they're real people that want to help us learn more and grow in Nikan. It's just, it's amazing. It's just, I love it. It is definitely in me. I'm extremely passionate about it, and I feel so blessed that you know I'm able to be a part of it. So.
And Sue, what you've shared, really, especially in your acronym, health, optimism, passion, and enthusiasm, hope. You know, breaking that down. It really, if we'll get that into the inner core of who we are, and allow it to overflow. It's not about selling. It's not even about sharing. It's just letting the goodness of what we've experienced overflow into other people's lives.
Absolutely. If anybody has not heard Ed Wein's Fishers of Men, I highly, highly encourage you to get it, like, immediately, because it is a fabulous CD.
And Sue, I know that what you've shared has impacted a lot of people, and I'll just do a little quick commercial. If you've got somebody that you know would benefit from what Sue shared, her journey of overcoming cancer and the aftermath of that, really, and in anything, then send them over. The website is simply www.saturdayamlive.com. That's www.saturdayamlive.com. And they can listen to this conversation that we've just had. And Sue, I want to thank you.
Oh, I thank you. I'm very honored that I was invited to do this. Thank you.
No, trust me, it's my pleasure. And I literally wish I could wrap my arms around you next weekend at the summit there in Austin. However, our middle child happens to be good at gymnastics and is going to the state competition. So,
well, you can't miss that.
No.
I'll see you in California.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I will see you. And for anyone that is coming to the summit, please make sure you find me. You can't miss me. I'm short and redheaded. But I so hope many people are coming to the summit, because it is absolutely going to be an event to remember. It's just going to be awesome.
Oh, there's many people coming. When I talked with Rick, he was just a few tickets shy of being sold out.
Oh, yeah. We're sold out for the Thursday workshop, and it's going to be something to – it's going to be – you're talking about big in Texas. This is going to be big in Texas. So it's going to be fun. So I look forward to meeting everybody. And
we look forward to October 13th and 14th, or 14th yes. and 15th in Anaheim, California.
In Anaheim.
You know, absolutely. Well, again, Sue, thank you. I've got a couple
thank
announcements.
You.
You're welcome to stay on the line.
Happy Easter to everybody.
Yes.
And I appreciate it, Vance. Take good care and tell your mom and dad hi.
I will do that.
Okay.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much.
Bye-bye.
And as Sue just said, have an absolutely fantastic Easter, everybody.